the Democratic National Chairman these days. That vote in Michigan, John, is almost unbelievable. And it certainly knocks down the idea that some of our people, I mean, not any that are tough, but some of the little boys down in Woodwork, domestic counsel and the rest of it, have that, well, busing really cuts both ways and all that, and we shouldn't really make it a nation. Good God, I mean, he gets 51%, and busing was the issue, wasn't it? It certainly presents a different ballgame for us, doesn't it? We don't, well, it really, it's frankly, there's not a damn thing we can do about it, so that's that. So McGovern wins that. He gets California that he just, his own people, not just he, but his people would not want to go leaving. And he's picking up the delegates like we did in 68, isn't he? I thought this thing of Wallace's would really nominate Gilbert. That was my feeling yesterday, and I guess I'm just dead wrong. Thinking of one thing, it's Tovon Bliss. Is that all set now? Is he? Yeah. Incidentally, on that committee, as you know, we have to sort of give them lip service there, but the best thing to do with the committee is to abolish it. God, it. Ray is, that's great. I know. That's right. Promise him anything.
Speakers and other things say that they're getting a very, very good reception.
it's had, and this has been critical, it's turned around the morale of the South Vietnamese forces and their people. They were really on the skids at the time we moved. The North Vietnamese have been given a shock. They didn't expect even the bombing we first did around Hanoi. And this just has unbelievably struck terror into their hearts, because they know that this means we've crossed the line and that they've got no choice. They've got to deal with this eventually. They're just petrified that the United States might come out all right, aren't they? Sons of bitches are just that bad. And also they know they got us into the trouble too. They're concerned. They're just petrified that we bring it on. The battlefield situation out there has been pretty good in the last 3-4 days. We have we expect they'll take another crack at Kon Tum. But as I told Henry, I let them take Kon Tum. I'm not concerned. I think the American people are worried about whether they take some. Because particularly in light of the fact that the South Vietnamese have been making some moves themselves. Don't you think that balances out a bit? Right. Also held in Hanoi, which is really the place that matters. And of course, the real thing, John, is that the whole blockade thing is working. By reason of the fact that Sihanoukville in Cambodia is cut off, which was not the case in 68, by reason of the fact that we've totally cut off the stuff from sea and finally got some airplanes and bombs that can knock out bridges, by golly, they're in trouble. Now it'll pay off. It'll take 2 or 3 months, but in 2 or 3 months, they are going to have to be looking places for oil. Against it, and CIA is the same, those bastards, said, oh, it didn't work. Well, the point is, it might not have worked before. It was a different kind of a war. This is a mechanized war, not a guerrilla war now, and let's face it, if we hadn't done Cambodia, this wouldn't work either. Same. I'm not concerned so much. Let the military squeal around. Let the columns be written. They're going to be red-faced as hell. That's the main thing. If it comes out, which it will. It will in the end. I mean, it's just a question of time, that's all. Question of time. Because by gosh, we have to level the place. We're gonna see that this one comes out all right. Well, okay, John. We'll watch the... keep up the good work. We appreciate it. Give my best to all the people on the staff over there. Bye.